Shlomo Weisbold.
I'll tell you an interesting question. What would you say in Hilchos Ribbis? Someone borrows a car. Say, I want to borrow someone's car to London. So I borrow a car to London. He lends it to me, no charge. He gives me half a tank of petrol. I come back, and he said, look, he'd be very nice to me. Can I give the car back with a full tank of petrol? Is that Ribbis? Yeah? I borrow someone's car to go to London. It's very nice. He lends me his car. It's a half a tank of petrol inside. Nice, sir. He's done me a big favour. He didn't charge me for the rental of the car. So I go to the petrol station and I fill up to the top, fill the petrol tank to the top. Is that a problem of Ribbis?
I'll do a
total payment. Well, he lent me half a tank of petrol. I'm giving a whole tank of petrol.
He's giving me a free work.
Yeah, but you look at it as two separate things. That's a shout. You look at it as there's a loan on the car. I mean, for the car that you lent me, I can give you a present for, yeah? If I borrow your lawnmower off you, I can use a lawnmower and give you back a box of chocolates. Because that's not called a loan. I'm giving back the same item. When I use an item up, the marshal is food.
Well, you borrowed the car, you didn't borrow the petrol.
Oh, that's a shout. Who said I didn't borrow petrol? That's the question, yeah. That's the thing. So you say I didn't borrow the petrol, just borrowed the car. Nicely, in the... What they call the Hilchos Ribbis, save in English, on what it's called, a Reisman. He's stuck in matter this case, I think. He says that's all right. He allows it. So if someone borrows your car, you can get a full bank tank of petrol back. Yeah, it's a Kiddush, actually. What? It's a very interesting shayla, actually. What's it? It's a very interesting shayla. I must say, someone asked me shayla many years ago. It's a very interesting question, actually. Very interesting. Okay, everybody, so a quick stick of what we let yesterday. Yesterday was being about. What do you call it? Swimming pools, really. Sale of swimming pools on Shabbos. Let's just get where we are here. So we finished about mikvahs. Now we spoke about mikvahs. So we said that there's various things to do with mikvahs. We took and hogging. But we said the main thing was about swimming pools yesterday, yeah? And we said, what is the problem with swimming? So that's an interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch. But Shulchan Aruch says it's a gezeira. You mustn't go swimming on Shabbos because you might make this a raft or whatever, yeah? So you mustn't do it. It's a gezeira. This gezeira only applies. Very interesting halacha this actually. This gezeira only applies where there's no bank at the site. Now, from Shin Lamates, what's your base? Shin Lamates, your base. It goes out of the banks. In Yeshlo Sof or Sof, it's got a round wall all the way around it, which is three svachim high, that by above the water, they say the poskim, then there's no problem. So the mice, all the swimming pools that we really go to, the Chor have got this bank there, yes? And some of the Issa here of swimming, the Chor, there's no Issa. And I tell you, according to Shulchan Aruch, our swimming pool is not a problem. But, as we said last time, there is a problem. There's a minig in Klausel, a very strong minig, which comes up the whole time, and that is that the minig in Klausel was not to wash Rechitza, even in cold water on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, in Shin Chavov, Sukkot Chavarev. That's a very strong minig. Don't make a difference. Going in water, covering yourself in water called a Rechitza. That's what he's talking about, going in the hall. You've got to make sure when you come out of the water, you clean yourself well, you dry yourself well. He said, you can't do anything in a river on Shabbos to clean yourself, yeah? But the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's klal ben ha'ar b'mikveh. Our meaning is not to wash at all in a river. Okay, mikol b'mikveh, that's nothing. The motzi lovi deskin the side. It was a gezeirah chazal. Looks like it's the Maril, I think, says this. There was a gezeirah that it's too risky. If we let people do this, and many mechshon can happen. Schita, carrying towels, lots of things can happen, and therefore we don't allow a person to immerse himself completely in a water on Shabbos. That's why you shouldn't do it. That was the halacha of the swimming pool. That's what we said. swimming pools. Look, it's been a har. So I'll just write this thing here. Just trying to find where I am here. Oh, yeah, here. So that's what we said. There's a problem because you can do different things there. This gezeira, applies to swimming. So the Maaseh, we can't. That's why we don't go swimming. That's why the meaning is not to go swimming on Shabbos. And we said also it's a gezeirus of schita. You can squeeze out your beged, squeeze out your hair. The Maaseh, we don't do it. So the Maaseh, the meaning is that swimming is not looked at as a good thing to do on Shabbos. And we said based on this, also we make a gezeira on top of this that a person shouldn't float anything in water. So the Moshe, the person must be careful not to throw anything in the water. Okay, let's move to now today's shayla, having a wash on Shabbos. So this is an interesting shayla over here. Let's just make a little what we've said up to now. Up to now we've spoken about, let's talk about hot water. Hot water that's heated on Shabbos is out of bounds for anything. That means if someone by mistake turned a hot water tap on Shabbos, or a non-Jew put the hot water tap on for himself on Shabbos, that's called Mayim Shehuchma B'Shabbos, water that was heated on Shabbos, whatever reason it was, even if it's done by Heter, let's say the Goy did it for himself, that water you cannot use at all on Shabbos, even for one Eber. Even to put a little finger in it to wash it is not allowed. The whole Heter of Shulchan Aruch in hot water is Mayim Shehuchma Me'er Shabbos, water that was heated before Shabbos, and not only water that's heated before Shabbos, we said, but water that's heated on Shabbos without an action taking place to it. Let's say, for example, the time switch went on and the water got heated up. So someone's got a big container, and he's got a thermostat which goes on, the radiator goes on in that container, it heats out that water. That, according to many poskim, is called Mayim Shehuchma Me'er Shabbos, because water that's heated on Shabbos is the only problem if a yid or someone did an action on Shabbos heat up. If the water was heated up on Shabbos by itself, that is not called Mayim Shehuchma Shabbos. You've got a right from the Mishnah about a pipe that goes through a siloin, you quote part the water from it's going through a hot spring on Shabbos. You direct it before Shabbos, but the water's going through on Shabbos. That water you can use to wash Mi'ut Haguf. A minority part of your body can be washed. That's called Mayim Shehuchma Me'er Shabbos. A person can wash the minority part of his body. In fact, I think someone asked this actually a while ago. It's like an interesting point. Can you in the morning, for example, wash the minority of your body? That means you wash your hands, face, and feet in the morning. And later you decide to wash your stomach, your chest, your back, and everything like that. That is, if it's two different sessions, that's okay. As long as you're not doing in one session the majority of the body, that's okay. That is what comes up. So who had in Lamar said if hot water tap was left running before Shabbos, for example, someone left the hot water tap running before Shabbos, so water's coming out the whole time. He's not doing anything on Shabbos, the water's coming by itself. That water is called Mayim Shehuchma Me'er Shabbos, and you can wash your hands under it if you want to. So if someone wants to ask you, is it ever possible to wash dishes in hot water on Shabbos? There is a way. I mean, it's going to be expensive business, but if he lets his hot water tap run before Shabbos, and it's running through the whole of Shabbos, for example, yeah, or whatever, then that water you can use. Actually, it's definitely all right to use because it's not, you're not washing your body with it. But that water is called Mayim Shehuchma Me'er Shabbos. You didn't do anything on Shabbos. Yeah? Yeah, that could happen. It could happen when your tank actually built it. Yeah, that's true. Then it'll stop the cat up by itself. We could have a tire switch, maybe you could also do something like that, yeah? Now, is there ever a case of washing one's body on Shabbos with hot water? That's really the shir tonight. Can you ever wash your body with hot water on Shabbos? Right, what we said, that's definitely our question. You can't do it. There's no heter. Even if you had water which was prepared before Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash your body, the whole body, on Shabbos with water, even if it's cooked on male Shabbos. If the water was prepared before Shabbos, but meal body you can. It's the cases are not very common, yeah? Someone can fill up a bath water before Shabbos, full of hot water. He leaves it in the bath. On Shabbos, he could wash his hands, face, and feet with that water. That you could do. Now, I want to ask you, is there a case where you can wash your whole body with hot water?
You can sit in the water. Probably.
That's also. That's more than half. More than half is already a problem, my friend. Once you sit in the bath, that's more than half for you. The only thing that's sticking out is the top part of you with your head. I mean, most of your body's inside. If you have to do that, then I said, and it was the heater before Shabbos. The water came before Shabbos. You put it before Shabbos, yeah, you could do that, yeah. I want to know, is there a case that you can wash on Shabbos? There's a Moed Yerubkiyega over here. Yerubkiyega at the beginning of Shin Kapod, the Mishnah Brewer, I was going on Morgan Abraham, the Bialochim bringing him down. And the Yerubkiyega says, let's just see if we can find the Mishnah Brewer here. The Biyah Locha brings Mayim Shehuchma Me'er Shabbos, and he's only allowing this. Listen carefully, my friend, this is important. He's allowing water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kibbeger, or mitztayer, someone who's in pain, in great discomfort. Even though he's not a cholik al guf, he's not confined to bed, but he's very painful. He's got arthritis, let's say. He's got something which is very quite painful. It's very discomfort. It's very a big discomfort for a person. Even though he's not a cholik al guf, yes loyma to muta lirchot. He's allowed to wash himself. A mitzvah, someone who's very distressed. Distress means he's ill to a certain degree. He's not confined to bed. It's called, in what we call it in the Lashon HaKodesh, Miktsas Choli. He's got a discomfort. I wrote a few examples down over here. What's called Miktsas Choli. An arthritis sufferer whose pain is severe, but it's not confined to bed. It's not so bad. So let's say he would have a bath which is filled up before Shabbos.
That helps his arthritis.
Apparently it's meant to be relieving. It seems meant to be relieving. Yeah, it's meant to be relieving. I think also they say for itchy spots, for Moshe, let's say someone's got chicken pox. It's not major, but it's uncomfortable. It's stretchy. So can a person sit in a bath? Again, the water must be there before Shabbos. It must be there before Shabbos, yeah? I'm saying it's not very common, this case over here. It's not such a common case to find such a thing. The only way you could have it is if someone's got a time switch, where he could make it that the water comes on Shabbos. That's very hard to do. But let's say you could do something. That's the only way I could do it. Otherwise, it's very hard for it to find. Or what a person could do is he could let his hot water tap run before Shabbos, fill up a bath. Yeah, so it's running before Shabbos, and on Shabbos he wants to sit in the bath, he's allowed to do that. Yeah, but it's a long way to go to sit in there. But what this is relevant to, my friends, this is talking about mitzvah, a person who's very uncomfortable. Yeah, he's distressed. He's got uncomfortable. If a person, someone says a poshut, a chole kol haguf. Is Kolchke allowed to have this hatter, yeah? It's allowed to wash it in hot water. Now, a Chole Kol HaGuf's got a big advantage. Because a Chole Kol HaGuf is allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a Melacha D'oraisa for you. So if someone is mummish ill, let's say a woman is having a baby. And before the baby's born, she wants to relax herself in a hot water bath. Such a lady, she's a Chole Kol HaGuf, she's more than a Chole Kol HaGuf, yeah, but she's certainly a Chole Kol HaGuf. She could ask the non-Jewish nurse there, wherever, can you turn the bath water on for me? Fill it up, the water, and she can go and sit in a bath. Because she's a chole kol haguf, she can do an issa, she's allowed to do even an issa, she's allowed to do an issa min atonin to ask a non-Jew to do. Certainly this issa of mitzvah, of sitting in water, even though it's my shulchan for Shabbos, is mutter.
A baby
also, they say, the moshe got a nappy rash, for example, quite bad. So you can't turn the water on yourself, but you could get a goy to turn the water on. The goy could turn the water on, fill up the thing, it's mutter, you're allowed to ask him to do even this advice. And you can, the person now could sit in that baby, can now wash himself completely. Normally, to get the water to go on, only if someone's a bit sty, for example, someone's uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. But see, he's not a chodek on the goof, he can't ask a non-Jew to put the water on. The only way to do that would be a thermostat. Now, a time switch, let's say, will set the water to go, and if you can do something, if the water can heat on Shabbos with a time switch, then that's called Mayan Shulchan Erev Shabbos, and someone who's mitzvah who go in that water. Say, I can't think of a practical case. It's not very practical in this case. I can't really think of a system you can do it. I mean, one has to know if you can do it. I don't know if you can do such a thing, but our baths don't normally fill out like that. You have to turn it on properly. But a chole kol haguf has got a big heter. A chole kol haguf who needs to sit in a bath will be allowed to do that, Tucker, yeah? A rash, anything like that the chayyim is mutter to do. I was just asked the Rav today, I said to Moshe, so what would you say? I said to the Rav, Moshe, let's say someone, for example, let's say it's Shabbos, so it's very, very hot outside there. So he's sweating away, he wants to go into a bath.
Cool.
The cool bath I'm going to talk about in a minute. Let's talk about a hot bath. Let's say he's perspiring, he's smelling a bit, you could do with a bit of a hot bath. Let's say the water was still before Shabbos. Is he allowed to go into that hot bath? So I thought Rabbi Kadi said, mitzvah is allowed. But he said, that mitzvah is not what we're talking about. Mitzvah that Rabbi Kadi is talking about is a person is ill that way. He said, his mum is one of schwitzing, his mum is that case. But generally speaking, a person who's hot, that hasn't got this etzah. So I said, that's not allowed to be done. So generally speaking, what we're saying now over here, Spik Kiddush, that someone who's mitzvah, he's not confined to bed, but he's feeling ill. He's got arthritis, he's got some pain which he feels has been relaxing in water. If that water can be filled before Shabbos, leave it in the bath before Shabbos, boiling hot water, and on Shabbos he feels he can sit in the bath to relieve himself, he could wash his whole body in that way as well. Obviously, you must be careful with a few things. Firstly, you must be careful not to use soap. You can't use a bar of soap, you can use liquid soap, no problem. And you must be careful, obviously, when you dry yourself, you've got a problem of schita. You've got a problem that you have to be careful when you dry yourself, not to rub yourself in such a way that that you're going to squeeze out the hair, of the water in your hair. Because we said that schita could be a problem of your hair.
You did mention last time, we spoke about it, but washing yourself limb by limb. Can I get some water, wash myself, my hand, my arm, my leg?
All in one go?
No, that's what we discussed. One by one.
That's not allowed. One by one is not allowed to roiv guf on Shabbos. You don't have to spend more quality. But on Shabbos, you cannot do the majority of your body.
You could dry it and do it again. Dry it and do it again.
No, not on Shabbos. Shabbos, the majority of the guf is awesome. In one session, that's called one session. If you all do it one after the other, that's not allowed.
You said
you have the weight exam between. I don't know. It's hard to know. It means you haven't decided to do it all in one go. You have a proper break in between. Yeah, I don't know exactly what the shear is. Now this, my friends, is all talking about hot water. What about cold water? Can you sit in a cold water on a bath on Shabbos?
Yes.
That means what happens? The cold water, he's very hot, and he wants to cool himself down.
Same problem with pizza.
What do you mean?
Washing yourself,
aren't you? Oh, so we had a mini, there's a mini not to wash oneself on Shabbos. So the chayra, to cover oneself in water, to wash oneself in water, sit in a bath, the chayra, on Shabbos, is the chayra problem, even though it's cold water. On the other hand, you could say he's not washing his whole body. Let's say he doesn't wash his hair. No, but Roy, my friend, is talking about hot water. We're talking now about cold water. Mr. Brewer brings down about cold water. Let's read out his lashon. But the chayla, that's talking about proper washing. That one has to know. So, no, let's say one's not doing a proper washing. Let's say he washes. Let's say he wants to cool himself down in the bath. He fills out the bath with cold water. Now, I must say, it's not very practical, this. I mean, I don't know anyone who's going to be able to go into a bath with cold water. I mean, I've never tried it, but I don't know. It's very hard to do. I mean, the meister, people do it. People go to the toilet and make fun of us on Shabbos. They go in and I remember I was on holiday once. I tell you, I was a moist and nefesh to these people. So I was on holiday once somewhere in the middle of nowhere. So I wanted to go for Erev Shabbos to the mikveh. It was a Chassidish family nearby. So I asked him if I'm going to be. He said, no problem. I said, a mikveh here? Where's the mikveh? He said, yeah, and I'm back down. In the back garden, the mikveh, how do you manage that? What they do is they go to Argus, they buy themselves a big barrel, very clever, it's a big barrel, a huge barrel, they fill it up with tap water, so well, that's not very good. Yeah. Oh, they didn't fill it up, first of all, sorry, they buy a big barrel, they make a hole in the barrel at the bottom, oh, it's key, it's not key anymore. Very clever, that's number one. Then you stick it to the ground, and then you take water, very clever how to do it, and they take a hose pipe, and the hose pipe runs, but it runs on the ground. The water comes out of the hose pipe, and a bit of it runs from on the ground, on the karka, into the what do you call it? That's called hamshocha, according to some shitters, which holds that, makes it a kosher mikveh. It was freezing. Absolutely freezing. If you're asking, does anyone ever go into the cold mikveh? It can be, so you go there. That was the case.
You know,
the reason it's for a child. Oh, that's, yeah, very good. Yeah, yeah. What's the cold? That's where I say, right, people go in, so the mice is possible to do, yeah? It's possible to go. So a mikveh is much better, yeah? A mikveh is much better because we have the head of mikveh when you go to the so it's really much better. Oh, it's very good. So now, says, can you fill up your bath with cold water and then pour a bit of water from the urn? The urn is my from Erev Shabbos, yeah? Because you put it on before Shabbos. Can you pour some water from your urn into your cold water, into your bath, make it under body temperature so it's called cold? Are you allowed to go in there? This is an interesting shayla. I must say, and the chayre, someone's mitzvah, let me read out what it says over here. What?
You're boiling hot.
You're boiling hot, very, very hot. I have to do it. So he brings an interesting shuvah from Moshe over here. Oh, let me just find it. Very interesting shuvah. From a God of Moshe. Nishra Maron, Be'egris Moshe. The meaning is not to wash even in cold water with tzoyin. Or in mechalal minig zeh, first of all, a shower. Is a shower the same? Maybe the minig was only on going immersing yourself in a proper nahar. Maybe in a shower it wasn't like this. It says Rav Moshe, all you have to do is if you return mechalal minig zeh, you scatter with man kara up yom shorav, even on a very hot day. I'll say hishim on the tzawa. But loit sa yesh lahachmi. If he's not in distress, not uncomfortable, yes, lahakmir, av sheloi matzina b'sif rabbi sinu minig zeh. that not to have a shower. Even though I can't say it's a minig not to have a shower, says Rav Moshe. The minig was not to go in the nahor. There's no minig clearly not to have a shower. But the Maaser Rav Moshe says, Shloi Betzah, one shouldn't go. Someone's very hot. Rishai Lahokal. A shower. Now you must remember again, Rabbi, so this shower has to be a hefty shower. If you've got an electric shower, you can't use that either on showers. Even though you set it on cold setting, so he's already explained to us already, this Ramoti, that the Maaser electric is going to make the something. So we're talking about a shower which has got only a special shower which has different taps and you've got cold water coming out. Or, yeah, that's what you're allowed to do. That you're allowed to do it. The Maaser, they don't seem to make it with a bath. A bath, they don't seem to be lenient with. They seem to be lenient only with a shower. Because the shower is different. You're not going into it. The Maaser, that would seem to be. Then he brings that some people are machmir, the Rabbein and others are machmir even with a shower. It's an interesting point, this, the Maaser. This idea of using a shower for cold water only to wash oneself. So even the material.
There's
no roif.
There's
no roif.
There's
no roif. By hot water, there's an issur pon of yod of a raglov. By cold, there's a minig not to wash one's whole body. But you could do more than roif. Yeah, sorry, more than roif. It looks like, yeah, I was wondering about this. Why can't you say it looks like people hold that roiv is already a problem as well by a bath, by a cold. That roiv is like colour
gulf. Sit in a bath,
not roiv. Your whole legs, the whole thing is covered, right, sir?
From
here to here, it's less than downwards. So that's covering most of your body. That's called roiv. So the Maaser, one minute. So we're talking about again a shower. To have a shower with cold water, that is a mokum lahokum, maybe, according to some poskim, but mokum tsar. A bath, I couldn't really find one that says that's okay. All right, we'll see.